Welcome back, everybody. It is Tim Conway Jr. Jake Hogan is with us. Malibu Dan is the monkey, and Sam Simon is going to pay Malibu Dan if he gets questions right, and he also gets money subtracted if he gets it wrong. It is Stump the Monkey.
Malibu is up $200.
Wow, and tonight there's like a Spanish theme because Malibu Dan is going to work for KLVE.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that
you might want to leave that act at home when you go work over there though?
Do they have to change? KLVE was K-Love?
It is K-Love.
I think it still is.
Now it's K-Amore or something like that?
No.
No, it's still K-Love.
Yeah, K-Amo. Yeah.
All right, Matt in Norwalk, you got a question for the monkey?
Yeah, all right. There's a Cuban dictator who stepped down about a month ago, and his brother's now in power. What's his name?
First and last name. What is his name?
Oh, yes. You're right. He
not
did
the brother.
No, you're
the,
right.
The ex-dictator.
Right. Oh,
this
some bitch.
Malibu has a... I've noticed there's a real gap in his knowledge, like the early 60s. Like, things from then...
I wasn't alive then.
And he will say that exactly what he just said. He wasn't alive, so why should he know?
That's right. But I know this guy is in his 80s. He just stepped down.
Right, what's his
name?
And
he was a horrible
Don't
dictator.
Stall.
I'm just trying to figure out. You know, I wish I had a lifeline.
What's his name? What's his last name?
You know, it needs a clock.
We need
a clock.
Yeah. Can I ask this? Can I ask for just one? Look, the name I know the name I want to say is wrong. Well, so why
say it.
A different
don't
one?
But it's the only thing that's coming in my mind.
Then really? You have to say it.
You have to say the one. You have to give an answer.
Antonio Banderas.
That's it. Antonio Banderas.
Is that what you thought it was?
No, I know it's not. But you said, Jay said, if it comes to mind, I have to say
right.
it.
Well, no, you have to give an answer.
If I give you his last name, will you give me the first one?
Sure.
Castro.
Fidel.
There you go.
I'll say
it.
Inteligente.
Right, you don't get credit for that. You just get the...
No, I know. I get
the satisfaction. The fact that you know it.
The front name.
A Brain Cell had it. You just couldn't get to it.
Thank you. That's exactly a great way to describe it.
Yeah. All right. Malibu Dan.
You got a question? I have a question, but this maybe qualifies too hard, but I'll try to make it easy. There's a very famous artist from Mexico who did work, including work at the Rockefeller Center, and his first name was Diego. What's his last name?
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Jay. The only Diego I know is on...
San Diego.
Well, it's a last name...
I know the answer.
Yeah, most people do, but his last name begins with an R.
Rafael? Diego Rafael? He was a very famous artiste.
No.
Do I lose $100 on that?
Yeah, I think you do.
What is it?
Diego Rivera.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Rivera, please.
All right, then let's talk to a Scott in Anaheim. Scott, you're on 97.1.
That's the most famous artist from Mexico, though.
That was pretty hard.
Yeah, what is the call number for K-Love?
107.9.
Oh,
yeah, but
wait a minute. I think that's wrong, though. I don't think it is
107.5.
Oh, it's wrong.
101.9.
He's wrong in Spanish.
I'm not wrong.
Oh. No, wait a minute. I think it's 107.5.
Yeah.
It is 107.9.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
All right.
Okay.
Well, he's only off by,
by three letters.
Guys, you're all wrong. He asked what the call letters were.
No, he meant what the call number was.
The call numbers.
Yeah. He meant the number because I talked him off the air.
Oh, my goodness. Damn.
No, I'm real strung right now.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't know the language of your new station. You don't even know
do we have to say
how
it aloud?
To tune your radio to it.
All right, do we have to say it out loud? Please. Because I'm very nervous. Are you going to hire me when they fire me?
Sure.
What?
Okay.
What would your listeners call the White House?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. El White House.
No, but in Spanish, what is
the... Estúpido.
I understand
Well,
that.
let's just break it down. White and House. And maybe flip them.
Or not.
Well, I know it's Casa. I know it's Casa. I know House is Casa. Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I just got to figure out.
What is White?
Well, see, now that's where we draw a blank, people.
Yeah. Casa de Honky? Hey, I got it.
Hey, congratulations. No, white. See, I'm not good with the colors, you know? Mm-hmm. I just never was, ever since I was a little...
You'll draw a blank on the...
Colors.
Yeah.
I see no color lines.
Kind of a blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a hint?
You're drawing a blank.
Because I'll go with that.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Well, you know what? Can you throw me a bone a bit? I mean, we're going into a whole different you know, we're going to a new language.
You're throwing bones like...
No, you should know this.
White?
Yeah.
I should know white.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Just give me the first. I don't even know what to guess.
No. I'll tell you what. Forget the house part. Just white. Forget White House.
You're just saying just guess.
Just the word white. Yeah.
Begins with B.
Banca? Banca?
Banca? It's close.
That was Blanca?
Very close.
Blanca.
Blanca. Blanca. Blanca. Oh, I was close,
all
man.
Right,
we're very close. Right?
James and Channel Island.
Casablanca. Jeez. Yeah.
James, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, I got an easy one for you. What does frijoles mean?
Ooh. Frijoles.
Can you spell that?
Can you spell it?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No, that's why I asked him to spell it. Because, what?
F-R-E-L-E, yeah. Frijoles.
Oh, he can't even spell it.
He doesn't.
Yeah, but frijoles. 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 That's how I've heard it.
You've heard it before?
Yeah.
Where have you heard it? Give me
at every Mexican restaurant I've ever been to in my life.
Frijoles, huh? Is it good?
Frijoles, yeah.
They got that meat in there I like?
No.
Que estúpido. Look, I didn't get the answer wrong. So, calm down on that trigger finger.
You're about to.
Well, I might. What is
vegetarians
it?
Vegetarians could eat it.
Oh, thank God. Is it a tostada?
Nah.
No.
That's wrong.
Am I supposed to? It's a food.
Yes.
You don't know what frijoles are?
Well,
you're like a surfer. Isn't that what you get?
No, carne asada and coronas.
It's tacos. Beans.
Oh, beans.
Refried beans.
You know what? I don't do well with beans. It goes right through me.
Well, I have one that's simple, but you go ahead.
All right. But a follow-up to that. What type of beans?
You're down 300.
What type of beans are typically used in refried beans?
Refried.
Oh, my goodness.
No, black.
No.
Pinto.
Yes.
Yes.
Pinto.
Inteligente.
Pinto. All right.
Yeah. And you could say black beans, but not just
But you can't fried. Say. You can't say no. fried.
Yeah, you can't.
But they are
like,
fried.
What are French fries made out of? You can't fried. Say fried.
Fried.
That's
fried.
A myth.
Fried
potatoes.
This is simple. It's sort of a long answer. All right. But Dan, you're down 400 now.
Yeah. I'm down $400. I know. I'm sweating. I feel like crap.
Count to 10 in Spanish. Ooh. In order. But you have to say the numbers in order.
Is this a $400 question?
In order.
No, it's not a $400.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, nueve. Oh, wait. Siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
That's it.
Django.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
all
nice.
All right, Malibu Dan, what type of alcohol is a margarita made out of?
That would be tequila.
Yes.
That's
a good one. That is correct.
That's a good. That's a great question, Tim.
All right, carne asada is what type of meat?
Steak. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll give that to you. It's beef.
Well, inteligente.
Cool. Beef. You know, if I win, I'm buying my kid some shoes.
No more food questions.
Oh, is that right?
How do you say shoes?
Oh, rojos. Rojo.
Qué estúpido.
No?
I don't think so.
It's not rojo?
No.
What is it?
Zapata?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, then forget that one. We don't know that.
I don't know.
Okay, you're not going to take $100 from me now?
No.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right. If you have a question for Malibu Dan...
Does anyone know the answer to that?
It's zapatas.
Zapatas.
There you go.
Sam taking it.
Oh, okay.
All right. A simple question for Malibu Dan, man. Anything Spanish, Mexican, anything.
Anything.
520-9710.
Oh, I
and 888-520-9710.
Do you know the song La Bamba?
Sure. Sure. La 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 bamba.
Is that the question?
No, that's a question.
But you know what?
Here we go. Now listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Can you identify any lyric in this song?
All right. Necessary. Little.
No, what's the line?
But I missed it because I was talking.
Okay, we'll play it again.
But can I take it apart?
Not word by word, but a line in the lyrics.
Right. Something about necessary little.
Right.
Repeat it. Continue. Oh, thank you. It's necessary to thank you very much or something like that.
Something like that.
Right.
What? It's necessary to dance it fast, is what he's saying.
Oh, is that what he's saying? Yeah. Okay, I got close.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
That's pretty close.
Right. That's not right, no.
What do you mean?
No. But the last line is, yo no soy marinero, yo soy capitán.
No need for money?
No. Yo no soy marinero, yo soy capitán. What does that mean?
Oh, man.
That's, I'm not.
Do you know that?
I don't even
know. No, I mean, but we can entertain it.
You can,
you
can ask him what dinero is. You probably get that.
I think so.
What is dinero?
Okay, if I give him the first line.
But just ask him, I mean, this is how, you know, you got to be familiar with the way the monkey thinks.
Yeah.
What is dinero?
Money.
Oh, okay. All right.
Inteligente.
Yo no soy marinero means I am not a sailor.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what does yo soy capitán mean?
I am a gentleman.
Oh,
what I am a man.
That's $100.
What does capitán mean?
Captain.
There you
yes.
go.
I am
inteligente.
Captain.
All right. Yes. Here's one for you. Malu Dan, what is the name, and I hate to go back to food here, but you, this is where you live. What is the name of the Mexican dessert
expertise.
That's covered with caramel?
Ooh, a flan.
Yes.
I do live there. I do live there.
How do you say cat?
In Spanish.
Oh. Meow. Yeah.
No, it's not meow, dude.
No.
Meow.
No, it's not meow. You can stop meowing.
That's what a cat says, right. But that wasn't the question.
How does a cat meow in Spanish?
Meow.
You get
it. Is that $100? Is that $100?
No.
Hey.
That's good for you, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm rooting great. For you there.
Meow.
Meow.
Senior Winch.
Do you, okay, yeah. I know this.
Meow.
The answer, wait, the question. Uh-oh.
You know the question?
Oh, what's cat in Spanish?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. You got to help me out here.
No.
What?
Give it to you?
It's a one word.
Do you have to squeeze my arm when you say that? So
yes.
He's not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm really hurting here, people. Can I go 50 on this, Sammy?
No.
With a hint?
No.
Huh. It starts with a C?
That's a hint. No.
Bolus.
Well, I know.
You've got to go faster, Dan, because you're behind.
I know.
What do you think it is? Frijo?
No.
Frijole?
I want to say Rojos.
Oh.
Rojos?
Is
very
that
close?
Is it close?
No.
Then what's the answer?
Gato.
All right, Malu Dan. What religion?
Gato, Mister. That's how I remember it in Spanish class.
What religion?
Did you hear this?
I know. No.
That's how I remembered in Spanish class. Domo arigato, Mister.
Really?
Robot.
That's how you remembered in Spanish class.
Point of reference.
Sure. All right, right? Malu Dan. What religion is 90% Mexicans are in Mexico? 90% of the people live there are this religion. What religion is it?
Catholic, Tim.
Yes.
Inteligente.
Yes.
Yes. What is the national sport of Mexico?
Soccer, Tim.
Hey, look
That's
at
good.
That.
Django.
Yes.
Es inteligente.
Is Mexico in North America, Central America, or South America?
South America, Tim.
Hey-o.
Hey.
It's in North America.
It is?
Yeah.
You exactly wrong. Okay. You couldn't be further.
Oh, I just went the wrong way.
Is it like near Argentina?
Well, that's the only thing. That was a one out of three.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm horrible at multiple choice.
Right.
I've always been bad at multiple choice since I was a baby.
Yeah, but you had to think about it, because one out of three, that's like the worst answer you could have picked.
Well, Tim, I must revert back to how I'm bad at multiple choice.
I know, but Danny, if you think about where Mexico is, I mean, it's not in the South. It's not it's not South America, you know?
No.
I mean, you'd have to go through Central America to get to South America, right?
Yeah.
And you go to Mexico before you get to Central America.
Yeah.
You could have figured that out, right?
Well, I was just on a hot deal going,
right,
you know?
Right.
I was
like, really? You're on a roll.
What's the Mexican-themed salesman for corn chips?
Corn chips? Huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, does Colombia and Mexico kind of joint, like, is it?
They may have at one
they
point.
They may, but what's the point of this question?
How will this be a hint?
Like, what's that coffee dude I'm thinking of? You know the guy that?
Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez.
Yeah, no, it's
He's
not Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez.
Right. The corn guy, huh?
Uh-huh, corn chip.
Is it like I'm thinking of corn flakes?
Right, and you'd be wrong about that, but fair enough.
You eat these. You eat them all the time.
I know, I love them, but I didn't realize there was a guy associated to it. Is there a guy associated to it?
There used to be.
What happened to him? Is he not around anymore?
It was real stereotypical, and they decided to move on.
So, all right.
It was blank bandito.
Oh, I...
You're making it too easy. That's too easy.
I don't even know. The first name in my that comes to mind is Ben. Ben Bandito.
There you go. All right. The Frito Bandito.
The Frito Bandito.
Oh, Fritos, of course.
You're the
Yes.
I am the Frito Bandito. I love Fritos corn chips. I love them. I do.
Yeah. That was tough, though, man.
I steal them from you.
All right.
What kind of band is it called? When there's a guitarist and there's the horns,
right.
They see them everywhere.
So it's a $100 question, a $200 question?
You see them in Mexican restaurants playing like
three. When they come over to your table, what's that band called?
There's three of them.
Mariachi.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Tommy in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a question for the monkey?
I sure did. What does El Pollo Loco mean?
Okay, that's a good question. What does El Pollo Loco mean?
El Pollo Loco?
No, El Pollo Loco.
El Pollo Loco?
No, El Pollo Loco.
Pollo Loco.
Right. Well, close.
Yeah.
The Crazy Chicken.
Yes. Wow.
Inteligente.
Yes. Muy inteligente.
Malibu, you know, the oldest street in Los Angeles is the historic Mexican, most famous street probably
in downtown.
In
where is
downtown
what's
LA.
Oh, wait. One
what's the name of that street?
I know they have a parade on there.
They do?
It's two words.
Yeah, it is.
And the one second
of
one is street.
But one of them is street.
Alvarado.
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 Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's not right.
That's not right at all.
It's wrong?
I mean, there is a street called Alvarado, but that's not the street we're talking about.
Figueroa?
No.
Figueroa?
No. Third.
No.
Que estúpido.
It's not Alvarado, huh?
No.
Hey, you know at a kid's party when they put all the toys and candy in... Like a cardboard
pinata.
Okay.
Yeah. You got that one
right. But you're still working on the other one.
No,
Alvara Street.
Alvara.
Close.
Right. Alvarado. Alvaro.
Close.
Some bitch.
Que estúpido.
Oh, by the way, I wasn't directing that at you.
Sure. No, I hear you.
All right. George and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM. George, you're on the air.
Yeah. What in the Mexican flag? What's the picture in the middle? The picture.
Well,
of,
you know that's too complicated. How about the three colors?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I have one of those on my car now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be green, red, and white.
Yes.
There you go. That's
jungle.
All right. Congratulations.
Es inteligente.
All right.
This is a very hard one. I don't know that you're going to... What does La Brea mean?
Oh, well, la is the...
Okay, you should... The question should just be, what does Brea mean?
Yeah.
Okay, now it is.
Okay.
That's
Brea.
Okay. Right.
Can I... Is it like a type of food?
No, but
because if you
very,
put a D on the end of it, you
there's
get yourself
a very
bread.
Famous place that's associated with La Brea that would give you the clue.
Huh? And is this famous place here
across
in
the street?
Oh, Tar Pit.
Tar.
Mm-hmm. Tar. Is that fair?
Yeah.
We give that to me?
You know, that's the kind of thing I get a little, but I'll give it to you. I mean, it's like, it's across the... It's like, that's a lot of hints.
Yeah, well, I didn't, to be fair, I didn't do that.
Okay. All right.
All right, you're up $100, Malibu. Right, that's not just some hard questions.
All right, Malibu Dan, you've seen Cesar Chavez Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's horrible.
that was the question.
Okay. I'm, that's not
what
the question.
Is your impression of it?
Yeah. Who is the man Cesar Chavez? What is he famous for?
Well, I know that he's. Can I make a point of reference? Can I say he's like our Columbus? Can I say that?
No, you can't.
I can't say that. Are you marking it off? Is that my guess?
That's your answer.
Is that my answer?
He's our Columbus.
Like he brought.
Who's our Columbus? Who's their Columbus?
like this guy brought him to.
Brought who to where? What are you talking
like
about?
Like the Hispanic people.
Yes.
I'm trying to be politically
your customer base.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. That's right.
To where?
My people.
To where? Right.
To Mexico.
No.
You are dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant, and barren of any ideas.
Is this too hard? What do you call the people that lived in Mexico before? Wait a minute. I'll do it different. What country?
Start with the answer.
Let's continue. Wait a minute. Right. Cesar Chavez was he was an activist and helped a lot of the farm, the labor.
Right.
The labor movement.
Who would have ever thought?
The United Farm Workers Union. He helped organize.
we all, me and your listeners, all learn something new every day. Look at that.
A lot of your listeners knew this, I think. He's pretty famous.
A lot of people in the city know who Caesar Chavez is.
Yeah. Yeah. They named a street after him. I don't know if you know that. Well,
all right.
But that's a good question. You were great. Yeah. We're heading
okay. Who lived, what do you call the people that lived in Mexico before the Spanish?
Mayans.
Wow, very good.
Wow.
Inteligente.
Damn.
Look at that.
That's nice.
Look at you.
That's
dude.
Lucky, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Fair
That's
enough.
Right. We were all impressed. You're so modest.
Right.
All right. What does Baja California mean?
The coast of California.
You go there every weekend.
I go a lot.
But you've been on the Baja 500, the Baja 1000?
Yeah, a couple times.
And when you're on the Baja, when you're in Baja, California, do you ever think, I wonder what that means?
No. But the food's usually good on the way down. It's
Baja
means
blank. Coast. It means something California.
Coast. No. Coast of. The Bay of.
No.
The Bay of California.
No.
The Gulf. Oh, man.
Have you ever been to Tijuana?
Sure. Oh, it's a whole
You've been to the tip of Baja California, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. I've been to Cabo. Sure.
You drove from Ensenada all the way to the tip of Baja California.
To La Paz.
Which is what, 3 days?
Well, we did it in 2.5 days.
2.5 days. All right.
Yeah, 2 days.
In the 2.5 days you're on Baja California, you ever say to one of the guys in the other truck, hey, what does Baja mean?
No, the only thing I said was how we're getting home. you know what, Tim? I don't really know where I should go with this.
You already missed it. All right, it's lower California.
But it's not. It's Mexico. If it was lower California, it'd be developed and we'd all be loving it.
That's true. Que estúpido.
I mean, gosh, dang it. It's not.
Well, at one time, shockingly enough, California was all part of Mexico.
Yeah, I know about that, but that's all hearsay.
Right. All right. It's not hearsay. All right. Let's talk to... what question is good here? How about James in the Channel Islands? We talked to you yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did we talk to you yet?
Yeah, what was frijoles?
Why are you holding on then? Why are you hanging up?
Radio wasn't working.
All right, hold on. Sorry.
What's the unit of money in Mexico?
Pesos.
All right.
That's good. All right, Michael. Michael
like
in L.A., what's the question?
Hey, here's a hard one for him. How does he say tostada in Spanish?
Tostada in Spanish? Okay, how do you say tostada in Spanish?
Tostada.
There you go.
Yay!
Right. Congratulations, man.
That's ridiculous. How do you say tostada in Spanish?
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes he misses those.
Yeah, sometimes he does. Come on, let's get some more. Get some.
What's La Cucaracha about?
It's a dance.
Okay, wrong.
Right. Well, but it was,
is that wrong?
What's the
cockroach? A cockroach.
That's what I was going for.
That you were going. But it is a dance.
First. Yeah, he did miss it.
All right. Fine.
All right. What are the two bodies of water that surround or that are on both Mexican coast, the East Coast and West Coast?
That's nice, Tim.
What is the body of water on the West Coast of Mexico? You dope.
Pacific.
There you go. All right, now what's on the East Coast?
Is it two questions for $200?
No, that's two.
It should be one question.
Two bodies of water for one question.
Pacific and...
The other one's easy, too.
Atlantic?
No.
Wrong.
Well, if it's so easy, then why did I get it so wrong?
It's the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, you're right. It's the Gulf. You're right. And I even knew that.
You're right.
I did.
Right. But you didn't say it.
No, I know. I sometimes stumble over myself.
You get all flustered.
I get flustered. It's hot. The heat's not. It's on high.
All right. Let's talk to...
Trying to save you your money.
Jeff in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
You're even, Malibu.
Hey.
This one should be right up your right down the middle for you here, Danny.
It's about marijuana.
Very well said.
What's that?
Very well put.
How do you say marijuana in Espanol?
Mota.
Oh, okay. You got it.
Yes. Mas mota.
That guy knows what he's talking
about.
Yeah,
that guy's
a
big freaking stud.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right. How many within 5 million?
Oh, here we go.
All right. How many people live in Mexico City?
It has to be within 5 million people.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, how about
seems
this?
Like a pretty wide range.
How about within 10 million?
Oh, dear. Just in Mexico City.
Just in Mexico City. How many people? Within 10 million people. Give or take.
Well, can I... I wonder, is a Persk, you know what, radio terms, how would it rank up in a radio market per square foot? Like, New York's number one because there
who
are people.
F knows.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Just how many people live there. I mean, within how a square right. foot in a radio yeah, well, market.
You're asking. He's that, asking like you this really could, hard question. Right. You're saying, can I answer in terms of people?
Well, you know why? Because, well, this is what I want to know.
Like, you know how much space, you know how much acreage makes up Mexico City?
I know. It's pretty big.
But you know how many?
I don't.
Then why would you want to know how many people per square foot?
Because then I might be able to have a visual, like a mental visual of.
It's less than one.
Huh?
Isn't it? Doesn't it have to be less than one? One
no. person per square foot.
I mean, could people live
in more than a square foot of space?
Yes, they could be if a high rise, but still.
Yeah.
Let's just get to the
answer
point.
Answer the question. How many okay. people in Mexico? You know what? City?
Within 10 million, how many people live in Mexico City?
18 million.
He got it. It's 22 million.
Oh,
yes. Malibu.
I was really going to go out there. I was going to go out.
Come on.
Let's get some questions.
Just 62 million.
Quickly. Beat the clock. Come on. Let's go.
Lightning round.
All right. Brian in Temecula, your question for the monkey.
All right. Come on, Malibu.
Muy bonita.
Oh, very pretty.
You got it.
Is that right? Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at
yes.
that.
I don't like it. Yes.
All right. Let's
but that's
talk
legit.
Tim and right? Marietta, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Dan, your wife took these from you. Give me the English translation for cojones.
Balls.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Raphael and San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, bunch of studs?
Hey, you got a question?
Yeah. Hey, Dan the man, how would you describe one of the more beautiful aspects of a woman, which would be her breasts?
What?
Cheat.
He wouldn't have gotten that. All right, that's 100 bucks.
Inteligente.
All right, that
wait,
is the 100
bucks
of,
off?
That's the end of the game.
No! One more question.
It's the end of the game.
You want to do one more? How much did I win? How much am I up?
One more question.
What is it, 100 bucks?
What does Encino mean?
Is it three?
What does Encino mean?
What does Encino mean?
What is it? Yeah.
Encino. Yeah. Oh man, Encino. It's the scenery.
Clue. It's a tree. It's kind
What's
of tree.
Wrong? Well, I got it.
Yeah,
well,
it's a tree. You're not going to get it. It's a tree.
It's
all right.
A beautiful tree.
You won 200.
No. Beautiful tree. What's wrong with you, you pig?
200 bucks.
Oak tree.
All right, Mal Dan wins 200 bucks from Sam Simon. It's Conway Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Muchas carreras, yo bien recuerdo, nunca perdiste.
Chango es inteligente.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Jay Kogan has been sitting the last couple of days. I'd like to thank you for that.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure.
And also, Sam Simon stays with us here. And you have a foundation.
Yeah,
like
I got
to
get
about?
Out of here. I'm going to leave you two guys alone to say goodbye. But the Sam Simon Foundation, you know, it's a law now in Los Angeles. You got to spay and or neuter your dog. We will do
What's
it.
What's a fine if you don't do that?
I don't know what the penalties are, to be honest.
They kick you in the ass if you don't do it?
Yeah, you get a kick in the ass. But if you go to samsimonfoundation.org, we will take care of that for you. If you can prove low income, 1-800-DOG-SPAY. But also, we have a new program where if your dog needs any kind of surgery and you can show low income, we will
What's
do
low
it
income?
For you. $40,000 a year.
40 grand?
Yeah.
Oh. What if the owner needs surgery? The dog owner.
Now, to prove low income, do you go out to their apartment and look around?
No, we don't go to their apartment and look around, Tim. You bring us a pay stub, or you bring us a what do they call that income tax? The 1099 or something.
Right.
And to you, low income could be in the hundreds of thousands.
There you go. But anyway, it is 40,000. I already answered that. Anyway, samsimonfoundation.org will fix your dog, and or we'll give your dog a free operation.
He hates that line of questioning. I bust his
800
balls on that
dog spay.
All right, 800 dog spay.
Gave me my start in my career.
800 dog spay. All right. John and Jeff are with us from the John and Jeff show. Easy for me to say. And real quickly, before we get to you fellas, I had to do this. A pair of tickets to the 2008 Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. And that race runs April 18th through the 20th. We're going to give out two tickets right now. For more information, go to lbgp.com. Is that right? Yeah. LBGP. LongBeachGrandPrix.com. All right. John and Jeff are with us from the John and Jeff show. Nice to see you, fellas.
What's up, boys?
What's happening on the big show?
Well, thanks to everyone who tips so much at Starbucks, Starbucks now has to pay out $100
million. $100 million?
Because apparently their supervisors were sharing tips with the
Holy
barista
Christ.
Folks. So people like Jeff, thanks to Jeff, there's this huge lawsuit.
All right. All right. Now, can we put it? There you go. All right. But if you're a barista, you get money. But if you're management, you get nothing.
If you're a supervisor, manager, or owner, California law says you get nothing.
Wow. So $100 million.
That's a lot of dough.
That is a lot of dough. Now, some baristas I read are going to make up to $10,000.
It is a lot of money, but here's the thing. If you worked at Starbucks maybe the last 5 or 6 years, you're probably going to get a nice check in the mail sometime soon.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. But, you know, they should have done that. They should have checked out the laws. And it's very black and white. It doesn't say, you know, in some cases, you know, the management should participate in tips. It says in no case should they ever participate in it.
Right, but sometimes they're paid hourly and not salaried, and as a result, then there's a little wiggle room there.
Right. Does the manager of Starbucks make decent money, do you know?
I have no idea, but I think they used to with all the tips.
Does the manager of the station collect the tips from you guys?
Jake.
I knew something was
Somebody
up.
Somebody is.
Yeah. I knew something was up when I asked someone, so where do the tips go? Oh, the manager holds them and then he divvies them out at the end of the week.
But who's really tipping there? Are you tipping on a Starbucks?
I tip.
I tip occasionally, yeah. Mm. Not every time, but...
I mean, the drink's already $5.
At
what
least
do you give
the
them?
Change. At least the change.
At least the change?
Absolutely.
Do you do that at McDonald's?
No, because there's no big change cup.
Now,
if there were.
Now, do you do this like most people? If the woman is turned her back to you and uh-huh. she's getting you something, do you wait till she turns around so you can see the
like,
tip?
See? I'm a good person. I put money in the thing.
There
I absolutely wait. Or I make it loud. Ching, ching, ching as I put in the money.
Well, let me tip you here. Oh, here's a one.
Yeah. I do the same
thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Make a presentation.
Or credit.
I don't want them to, you're right, exactly right. I don't want them necessarily to think I'm money bags, but I don't want them to think I'm stiffing them.
Right.
So I go, hey, dollar. Yeah. There you go. Good luck, ladies. Hope it works out.
Keep the change, saying that.
All right, John and Jeff are coming up. I'd like to thank Jay Kogan for sitting in the last couple of days. Very funny guy. And a new movie coming out in June with Mike Myers.
And Superhero, that's coming out Friday.
Wow.
It's a great movie.
Look
very
at
funny.
You, dude.
Go see Superhero this weekend.
Excellent. And we'll see you tomorrow right after Lycus. Stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show right here on 97.1 Free FM.
You don't know what frijoles are?
Well,
you're like a surfer. Isn't that what you guys?
No, carne asada and Coronas.
It's tacos. Beans.
Oh, beans.
Refried
beans. You know what? I don't do well with beans. It goes right through me.
Well,
I have one that's simple, but go ahead.
All right, but a follow-up to that. What type of beans?
You're down 300.
What type of beans are typically used in refried beans?
Refried.
Oh, my goodness.
No, black.
No.
Pinto.
Yes.
Pinto.
Inteligente. Pinto? All right.
Yeah, and you could say black beans, but not just
But you can't
fried.
Say, you can't say no. fried.
Yeah, you can't
But they are
like,
fried.
What are French fries made out of? You can't say fried.